joining Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Oh my goodness, we love getting time with you, and I want to give you something really encouraging right out of the gate. This is from Carl. Carl called our prayer center for a court case that he and his wife were in, and after receiving prayer, their court case was settled in their favor after a long, lengthy legal battle. Oh my goodness, I love when God answers prayer, particularly in some of those long things, right? So some of you have been praying for 10 years, for 15 years. Well, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't give up praying, and don't give up calling us to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God answers prayer. And Isabel, we have a cool guest today, but also something for our partners. Isabel, my daughter, yay!
I'm so happy to be here. And first off, I want to thank the partners. Thank you so much for partnering with this ministry. We get to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God because of you. So thank you for what you do. We are so grateful for you. And in a quick second, we're going to be joining an interview that Mom and I did with Steve Austin on his book, God Heals. And these are 8 keys to defeat sickness and receive divine healing. I know every single person watching, maybe you need healing, or you definitely know someone who needs healing. This is the perfect program for you because Steve gives us some great insights into what God says in scripture about healing and how we can apply those insights to the way we pray and the way we interact with not only ourselves, but interact with the people around us who are sick. So you're going to want to join because these are some practical steps that you can take and apply in your life. And of course, if you need a healing miracle in your life or in your family's life, call right now, go on the website. We want to pray with you. But real quick, join this interview that Mom and I did with Steve. You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression, and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that he had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, he said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank you right now for the opportunity to get to worship you, the opportunity to get to love you. I receive your love. I receive your relationship. I receive your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with you. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you be Lord of my life? I submit it all to you. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love you. I chase after you. I desire you, and I want you to be my best friend. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Hey, I want you to come with us on Marilyn Hickey Ministries' Footsteps of Paul tour this fall. We will be traveling to Italy, Greece, and Turkey, looking at many of the churches that Paul went to and where he wrote most of the epistles. We will be traveling by land, air, and sea on this once-in-a-lifetime tour, and it's perfect for you and your family. Spots are limited, so visit our website to apply today. Come join me. I cannot wait to see you.
Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are very, very happy to have you with us today. I have my daughter Isabel here. Yay! Hello, hello. And we're excited to introduce to our guest, Steve Austin. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Steve, you wrote a book on healing, God Heals. Of course, all of us can say, yes, please, need healing. And healing can be a whole spectrum, right? Like a variety of things. But before we hop into the book, can you give us a little background on yourself just to kind of familiarize everybody with who you are?
Sure, sure. So I grew up Christian, but I grew up in denominational churches that didn't teach anything about healing. So healing really wasn't on my radar, you know, growing up. The supernatural wasn't on my radar. I went to law school and got out of law school and started practicing law and met my beautiful wife and everything. We were dating, and she got a really bad case of rheumatoid arthritis. Her joints were swollen and very painful, and went to one of the top rheumatoid arthritis doctors in the world in Houston. And he told her that she would probably be in a wheelchair by the time she was 30. Oh. And she should not have children because they would probably have birth defects. Rheumatoid arthritis ran in her family. So that's, and because she was so young and it was so aggressive, that's why he said that. So it really devastated us because we were thinking about marriage. And so we started digging in the Bible, you know, what does it say about healing? And she got invited to a healing service. I didn't go with her. I didn't know anything about healing. I was kind of skeptical, being an attorney. And so she went to this healing service and you know, really got touched by the Lord and felt like she received her healing. Didn't manifest immediately, but we kept praying and just digging into the scriptures and finding out what it says about healing. And make a long story short, after about 2 or 3 months, she was totally healed. Wow. All of her symptoms went away. So that was the first thing that really opened my eyes to healing. And I started getting very interested in it. I was like, wow, you know, it was like a light bulb went off. And wow, if God can do this, you know, what else can this God do? And so I got invited to go to a Christian businessman's fellowship luncheon. And this man who was the speaker that day, he had healing crusades all over the world. And he was talking about the miracles that happened in his crusades. And, you know, again, I was still dubious. I was like, you know, this, I'm really interested in this, but I'm still not sure. So I went up to him after and introduced myself and said, I'd love to go on one of your crusades. And she said, sure, I'm going to India in about 6 weeks. Why don't you join me? So make a long story short, I went on that first foreign mission trip with him. And I saw people get healed of blindness, deafness, paralysis, people get up out of wheelchairs, right in front of my eyes. It was undeniable. And that trip really changed my life. You know, you can have an encounter with God that can literally change you forever. And it was like the religious scales came off my eyes. And I realized that I had God in a little religious box all my life. And God is bigger than our religion. Yeah. He's bigger than our theology. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the God of the universe. He can do anything. And yeah. So that kind of launched me into this whole area of healing and ministry. And, you know, then I eventually got out of law and went into full-time ministry. And so that's kind of a short, I know that's a probably more than an introduction, but that's kind of just a short Cliff Notes version of how I went from being a lawyer, a skeptical attorney, to going into ministry.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe you're watching today and maybe you have rheumatoid arthritis. We've seen God healed Steve's wife, and we are believing with you that God is healing you of rheumatoid arthritis today. Call right now, go on our website. We want to pray with you, join our faith with your faith, believing that God will heal you today, right now, from rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Steve, you call this 8 keys to defeat sickness and receive divine healing. Yeah. 8 keys. Why did you pick 8, and kind of right. What was the significance of some of those keys?
Yeah, good question. So so just to back up a little bit. So I went into full-time ministry January of 2000. So I've been ministering to the sick for 25 years now. And the reason I wrote this book is because I just, you know, I've ministered to thousands and thousands of sick people. Houston has, where I'm from, has the largest medical center in the world. So I've been going to the Houston Medical Center for years and years. And I just saw that people needed a resource. Even serious Christians, people that have been Christian a long time. When you get a serious diagnosis, you get into what I call the spin cycle. You know, doctor's visits, treatment, testing, hospital stays, and even the strongest Christians can kind of lose their spiritual footing in that and get worn down, get battle weary. So I wanted to give them a battle plan to win the battle for their health. And these are 8 keys that I've seen over 25 years. They're biblical keys that I saw over and over, that people that got the victory, that got miracle healings, did these 8 things. And of course, 8 is the number of new beginnings. Yeah. So I didn't plan it that way, but it just, the Holy Spirit just led me to, you know, these are the eight keys. And so, you know, these are key. These are not my opinion. These are not theories. These are based on the Word of God. And these are keys that I've seen actually work mm-hmm. in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. And you might be watching right now. Maybe you're battle weary. You just have been in that spin cycle like Steve talked about. You know, it's testing, it's diagnosis, it's hospital stays, it's treatments. And some of that can just wear you down over and over and over. And we would love to pray for you. We would love to pray that the Holy Spirit would breathe life into your body and bring hope and faith into you, that you can absolutely overcome, that God's power in you can overcome the sickness and the diagnosis that you have. So hop on the phone, get on the website. And when you do, of course, grab your copy of God Heals. And see, one of the things I like is it's a short title.
Yeah.
Short title, because it's just really kind of concise and pithy, like God Heals. Because a lot of times we think maybe God doesn't heal. Like yeah. people are watching right now who said, I prayed and God yeah. didn't heal me.
Right.
So how would you right. answer that?
I would say, just keep, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul wrote, keep standing. Having done all, keep standing. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, she had it for 12 years. It says she spent all her money in Mark chapter 5, spent all her money on doctors and only got worse. You know, the man at the pool of Bethesda, 38 years. The woman who was bent over for 18 years in Luke 13, God put those stories in the Bible to show us that everything is not immediate. You know, this stuff is not like a magic wand where you just pray a simple prayer, say some that. Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's not because, I want people to understand, it's not because God is sitting up there in heaven with his arms crossed. You know, if you just ask me, you know, another 5,000 times, maybe I'll heal you. It's the persistence that God wants from us is not for him. It's not because we're trying to convince him and if cajole him and twist his arm. And if we just ask, you know, 1,000 more times, he'll do it. He's trying to build something in us. Perseverance, persistence, a strong faith that doesn't buckle under pressure. You know, a never say die. I call it bulldog faith.
Yeah. Bulldog faith. Mimi has a bulldog faith, right?
She does. She has the book and she has it.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, you might be watching right now and you're struggling. He referred to Galatians 6 verse 9. Don't give up. Don't get weary in well-doing, for you'll receive a harvest if you faint not. And some of you are kind of on that cusp of fainting. You're like, man, I just can't seem to finish. I just can't seem to have enough strength and can't continue. I'm battle weary. So hop on the phone. We would love to pray for you that you would not give up. You would not get weary in well-doing, that you would continue to stay the course and be steady and strong. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And in a few moments, we're going to come back and get some more keys to God healing you today.
If you or a loved one is battling a serious illness, there is hope. God is a healing God, and nothing is impossible with him. For your gift of $39 or more, we will send you God Heals by Pastor Steve Austin. This book will inspire your faith, encourage your heart, and give you proven biblical keys to win the battle for your health. This book will help you unleash the power of faith, pray prayers that work, use the power of praise, and much more. We will also include Marilyn's Total Healing Book, her God's Benefit Healing Booklet, and our Grace Scripture Card. And for your gift of $99 or more, we will include our Healing Promise Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm and will look great displayed in your home. Defeat sickness and receive divine healing. Call or click today for this life-changing offer. Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Isabel, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the word.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Before we jump on into our interview, I just wanted to minister a word of healing for every person watching. Our interview today is really about healing. And Steve made reference to Luke 13 with the woman who was bent over. This is Luke 13, 10 through 13. And the woman is bent over, and she was bent double, and she could not straighten up. And in verse 12, it says, when Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, woman, you are freed from your sickness. And I want to encourage you, if you have problems in your back, in your shoulders, in your spine, maybe you have a hunched spine, maybe you were in a car accident, and you got whiplash, and you can't turn your neck. Jesus wants to heal you right now. It says, woman, you are freed from your sickness. He wants to set you free. And I'm believing that you are going to be free from the sickness, the pain in your back, in your neck, in your shoulders today. So call, go on the website. Today is the day for you to receive freedom from the illness, the ailment, the pain that is afflicting you. Today is your day to get free. And Steve, we talked about these 8 keys in your book.
Yeah.
That's a lot of keys.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty good.
Yes.
But which one would you say is a great starting place for our audience when their own walk through healing?
Yeah. Well, the first key is to know that God is a healing God. And I know that may sound obvious, but there's a lot of people out there who were raised to believe that God puts sickness on people. He doesn't. People that were raised to believe that, you know, this is my cross to bear, you know, things of that nature. And they just kind of have an erroneous belief about God. And it's pretty hard to receive your healing from God if you believe he put it on you,
right,
or you believe that it's your cross to bear. So I wanted people to know that's why I made that the first key, that God is our healer. He said in Exodus 15, 26, I am the God who heals you. He connected, when you see those words, I am, in the Bible, and that means that God is connecting his very identity, his very name to healing. It's not just something he does, it's part of his nature. He is a healing God. Mm-hmm. And so we have to believe that, you know, God healed all throughout the Bible. And God never changes. There's no shifting shadow or variation in God. His nature never changes. So number one, you have to believe that God wants to heal you. He wants you well. You are his child. And, you know, all parents want to see their children healthy and thriving. And so God is a healing God. The second key is to unleash the power of your faith. And, you know, James 1, 6 through 7 says, we can't receive anything from God without faith. It's very clear. You know, faith is the currency of heaven. When God healed, when Jesus healed several people in the Bible, he said, go your way, your faith has made you well. And so God cares about our needs, but he responds to our faith. And I love, one of my favorite verses that I put when I sign my books is Mark 9:23. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Yeah. So whether it's healing or finances or whatever it is you need, if you can believe, if we can believe for it, Jesus said, all things are possible. So I want to just stir people up to just believe. And you know, it may have been believing for a while. Just keep believing, keep standing, because God is a God of suddenlies.
We
can be believing for a while for something and we're like, where is God? When is God going to move? And then boom, one day he just shows up. I've seen it countless times. The third key, I'm not going to go through all of them.
Right. They need to get the book.
but I just want to give them a little taste. So the third key is just the power of your words. That is critical. You know, Proverbs 18, verse 21, life and death are in the power of our tongue. And so, you know, don't go around talking about, you know, you know, my back, you talked about your back, you know, don't go around, you know, my back hurts. You know, have a victorious testimony out of your mouth.
Right.
Speak faith. You can't speak, you know, sickness and have health. You can't speak defeat and have victory. You have to speak faith out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Another question I have is, when a person first gets a diagnosis, yeah, right? So like your wife had the diagnosis, mm-hmm, rheumatoid arthritis. And I think maybe I'm wrong, but because of the family history with that disease,
right,
when she hears that, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, right, I know what that means. It's like pierces your, yes, heart. Or somebody gets the diagnosis, you have MS, mm-hmm, or you have cancer, right, the C word, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so when we first get that kind of a diagnosis, it's such a big thing. What would you say to a person who just is like, or if you're a friend that their friend got that diagnosis, what would you say in that immediate response? How do you navigate that?
Well, I would say to, you know, dive into the word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. And so, you know, we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so, you know, when you initially get that diagnosis, you're going to kind of be like back on your heels, you know, you're going to be scared, you know, and that's why you have to get in the word, renew your mind, you know, renew your faith that God is bigger, greater, higher, and stronger than anything we face. And I always tell people to magnify God over your sickness. God is so much bigger than the C word. God created the whole universe. He has all power. There's nothing that's too big for him. You know, and I love how when David faced Goliath, everybody was talking about, you know, the giant. David never referred to Goliath as a giant. He said, "You uncircumcised Philistine, you come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. And this day I will cut your head off and feed it to the birds," right, "of the air." Mm-hmm. You know, he magnified God. And so magnify God over your sickness. Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important. And what you say and your mindset, yeah, and how you organize your life. And the other piece I want to ask you too, do we kind of blow off doctors,
no,
and all the medicine stuff? What would you say about that?
Good question. Thank you. Because I never want people to think I'm against doctors. Listen, a lot of people wouldn't be alive today if it weren't for doctors.
Right.
I'm not against doctors. God uses doctors in medicine. Sure. But the key is he's not limited to that. Two keys when it comes to doctors. Number one is don't glorify doctors and don't make their word gospel. So many people do that, including a lot of Christians. Doctor says something. We respect doctors. But the doctor says something and they take it as gospel. Like, if the doctor said it, that's it. That's the way it's going to be. And so I want to encourage people, respect the doctor, but don't make his word the final word and don't make it gospel. God's truth is greater and supersedes the natural facts.
Yeah.
You know, we respect doctors. The second thing I was going to say is that God is not limited to doctors in medicine. He was the doctor before there were ever doctors out in the wilderness. There weren't CVS pharmacies and Walgreens and hospitals and things, prescriptions. You know, it was God. And Psalm 105, verse 37 says there was none feeble among the 3 to 4 million Israelites that were wandering out in the wilderness. None feeble, no sick people.
Wow.
God was their healer.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you might be watching right now and the doc, that kind of hits your heart. You're like, man, I have kind of exalted the doctor's diagnosis and whatever the doctor says and, you know, the prognosis and forecast. And what you've done is you've exalted the doctor over God. and what the doctor said has more weight in your soul than what God says. So we would love to pray for you. There can be a shift, a realignment, and we respect and we honor. We appreciate doctors. I mean, they have gone through a lot of work and effort and toil to become a doctor, and we value their wisdom, but we prioritize God's truth. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that you would keep God's word as the highest authority, and make sure you grab your copy of God Heals. It will bless you today.
If you or a loved one is battling a serious illness, there is hope. God is a healing God, and nothing is impossible with Him. For your gift of $39 or more, we will send you God Heals by Pastor Steve Austin. This book will inspire your faith, encourage your heart, and give you proven biblical keys to win the battle for your health. This book will help you unleash the power of faith, pray prayers that work, use the power of praise, and much more. We will also include Marilyn's Total Healing Book, her God's Benefit Healing Booklet, and our Grace Scripture Card. And for your gift of $99 or more, we will include our Healing Promise Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm and will look great displayed in your home. Defeat sickness and receive divine healing. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
We just finished taping the most amazing interview with Mr. Steve Austin. Steve, would you please pray for our audience?
Absolutely, absolutely. Father God, I just thank you for every person watching this. They are your children. You love them with an everlasting love. You have them in the palm of your hand. Thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals them. Lord, I ask you to touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Wipe out any sickness, disease, infection, any medical condition in their body. Father, I ask you to restore health back unto them, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are a miracle working, way making, mountain moving, Red Sea parting God. Nothing is impossible with you. So, Father, I ask you to touch and heal right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's say amen together. We all agree. Because that's what it means in Hebrew is, I believe, I agree.
Amen.
And we know that absolutely God is a good God. God loves you. God cares for you. God has healing for you. God has hope, plans, and a future for you. So let's in agreement say yes and amen. Heartily from the core of our souls, we agree. And, you know, we just want to thank you so much for watching today. Partners, I just want to tell you, thank you for helping us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. You are so very essential, and we are grateful for you. And remember, if you have a financial need, you have a family need, a relationship need, a healing need, hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you, and we know God answers prayer.